This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Wow, just made it. Just made it. You know, it just reminds me of the old days when I used to get knocked off the air 4, 5, 6, 7 times during a broadcast. It's coming back. It's coming back. So we got knocked off our high-speed digital, and we're broadcasting second hour via the telephone, the plain old telephone service. So we do have a backup, and it just keeps us on our toes. So I love the challenge, and I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Werner Bock. Welcome, Werner.
Yeah, good afternoon or good morning, Vic.
Well, it's good afternoon where you are in the North Atlantic. Werner, you know, we were going to talk about history today and maybe some history that wasn't quite taught when we were in school. And but before we start history, I'd like to ask you about the grass growing. You're a farmer, I'm a farmer, Miles is a farmer, and you and Miles and I all had a chance to chat off the air yesterday. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you was, what's the grass doing over there? Right here, it's lush, it's green. The buds are sprouting on the buds are developing on the fruit trees. It's like it's summer.
Well, I think in this neck of the woods, you have to wait at least for another month and a half.
Okay.
But then once it starts going, normally it goes real fast.
Yeah. Well, it is green here. I was on the tractor right after the broadcast yesterday. I took a page out of Hillary Clinton's book, and I was spreading manure for hours and just taking a chain harrow and dragging it through the cow manure. And just, you know, I find that it really works so much better. Our fields look better than many of our neighbors because they buy commercial fertilizer and they apply it every couple of years, and we don't. We don't. We just use the cow poop, the cow urine, and drag the urine to spread it so that it's not in piles. It's spread out over, you know, a greater area, and the sun disinfects it, and it just works great as a fertilizer. And I believe you're doing the same thing, aren't you?
Well, not anymore. I still got quite a bit to spread, but maybe some people, they like to have that stuff too for compost so they can do their home gardening. But anyway, what you're saying, that was the traditional way to deal with the waste, to recycle it, nature's way, you know. And here I want to point out, a few years ago I came across a report about a Greenland trial that had been done at the Napan Research Station in Nova Scotia over an 80-year period of time. And they compared, you know, fertilizing the traditional way, you know, recycling the manure, and the second lot, they used commercial fertilizer, and the third plot, they didn't do anything. They just cut hay year after year. And basically, the end result was where the traditional way, you know, was being done to treat the Greenland, the hay ground, in putting manure on every 3 or 4 years, it ended up way ahead of the commercial and the of the use of commercial fertilizer and the way it has been promoted by the Department of Agriculture. But here comes something else in. is one big problem. People are clumping together in big population centers, in big cities, and returning the nutrients and the waste back to the land is nearly impossible nowadays. Where the food is being produced, a lot of the food is being produced halfway around the world, you know, and the nutrients that are drawn out of the soil, like in South America, or Australia, or New Zealand, you know, or halfway across the continent, they never get replenished. And then the only way to replace some of the nutrients is with commercial fertilizer. This is the whole idiotic system that has been established by the so-called experts and promoted by the so-called educated elite, you know, how human society should be arranged in big cities, you know. But this big cities, this kind of a policy is a death row to this planet.
No disagreement here, Werner. You know,
on one side, it creates waste and overabundance of waste products, you know, and then it's being called pollution. And it with the sewage treatment plants and so, a lot of it that water soluble ends up in the rivers, you know. And here is another whole big other can of worms that should be opened up. But if the experts don't open it up, then, you know, the earth will open it up and show what kind of a foolishness this is. But this is all in the interest of destroying the planet and that in the end, nobody can live outside the big global system. But the global system, in the end, it will destroy the planet.
And what you're talking about is factory farms. In class, if you've ever been near a factory farm, the odor is just unbearable. And here on our farm, our cows have plenty of room, and there is no odor. If you come to our farm, you won't smell anything but fresh air. And I'm sure the same is true of your farm, isn't it?
Well, as I say, there's no more livestock now, thanks to the shenanigans, the government, Department of Agriculture, Department of the Environment, the judicial system, and so pulled off in order to whatever few years I had left in farming to put me effectively out. And but the chickens are going to come home to roost here on the East Coast, in Atlantic Canada and in the New England states. 90% plus of the food is being now imported that was being produced here in a sustainable way, a healthy food being produced for the people. Now we are getting it all swamped in the stores with the GMO crap and all the additives that are being added to the food in the so-called advanced food processing system, you know. And it is lunacy, is it? And then people are looking for jobs. Here in Atlantic Canada, I just, looked at the figures over the last 2 years. The government, they're basically bankrupt, you know, in the Atlantic provinces. I don't think it's too much better in the New England states. And in order to hold off the bankruptcy, they keep raping the forest, you know, massive clear cutting, you know. And what is left there for the children and for the grandchildren? You know, on those clear cuts, then with the help there are super trees, and with glyphosate and spraying of selective herbicides that kill off the hardwoods. You know, they basically have poisoned the ground, they poisoned the water table, and then on top of that, the government is opening the doors for fracking. You know, you've got another source of highly toxic materials being introduced into the ecosystem and into the water supply, and it is lunacy. And I said a few years ago, it might be, you know, it might be better if they put a roof over those industrialized, most of those industrialized nations, you know, and call it the big loony bins, because the leaders and so much of the population, they are so ignorant and they are completely out of touch with reality. They're delusional. They think they can make it ecosystem.
Werner, there's a when you're talking about the roof, there's a company who that was operating in New Jersey, and it was called NL, National Lead Company, and it's the company that made Dutch Boy paint. And back then, lead was used in the manufacturing of paint. Well, some anti-pollution people were protesting. And what they did to show NL, the corporate giant, what they were doing to the environment, they climbed up to the smokestack at the factory, and they put like a parachute over the smokestack, which shut down the system, and the pollutants weren't able to leave the smokestack and contaminated the building where the smokestack was. So then there were protesters that were outside at the gate protesting so that the employees couldn't get to work easily, and the employees were threatened, and the top management was threatened by these protesters. So the company brought the workers in by boat because they were on the shore of a river. And then the next thing you know, the dock burns down. So it got to be a pretty violent protest, and I think that's going to happen more and more in the United States and maybe in Canada as the villagers become angry. I can really feel this coming. Let me share another story with you. I met a man over the weekend. He's a farmer. He and I became friends, and that's what farmers do. We become friends very quickly. And his road washed out. And the county, they went to the county and said, hey, our road's washed out. We can't get to our farm. And the county said, well, we're getting FEMA to figure this out, and FEMA's going to pay for it, and it's free money. And so the farmer said, well, we'll just fix the road. Well, you know, we've got backhoes, and we've got tractors, and we'll just bring some gravel in, and we'll fix the road ourselves. It's only a 20- or 40-foot section that washed out. Easy to fix. And the county said, no, FEMA's going to do it, and it's $500,000 to fix it. Well, I looked at it. I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back, right after these few short commercial announcements. I'm Vin Finelli, Werner Box with us.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bernard Box with us, and we are back on High Speed Digital. I'm delighted that we have Plan B, so that when those are trying to interrupt the broadcast, it's pretty difficult for them because we're prepared. So, Werner, my new farmer friend and I were talking, and the road washed out near his farm, between 20 and 40 feet of road washed out. And so the farmer went to the county commissioner and said, hey, you know, we need to fix this road. And they said, we're waiting for FEMA. And, you know, the farmer said, well, all right, we'll take care of it. We'll just bring in some gravel, and we've got the equipment. We'll do it. And the county commissioner said, no, you won't. And the farmer said, well, we want this road fixed, and it's easy to do, and we'll do it. And the county commissioner told the farmer that if he attempted to fix the road, that the county commissioner would turn that road into a dead end, meaning the road would stop right where it washed out, and the farmer would not have access to a road. And the farmer said, oh, yeah, okay, you want to do that. What we'll do is you block the road, and we'll just unblock it. It'll take us half a day, and we'll have it fixed again. So now there's a standoff. And here's the problem. The problem is the county said, you don't understand. We're getting free money from FEMA, $500,000. Now, I looked at this job myself, and based on what I spend for gravel, I know this job can be done for $20,000, and everybody can get paid. I'm not talking about doing it on the cheap. I'm just talking about what it would really cost to do the job. Bring in some gravel, grade it out, put some blacktop on it, put in a culvert, and we're done. Okay? But no, this is going to cost $500,000 of taxpayer money because FEMA is now involved. And that's without all the salaries of all these bureau rats from FEMA. That's without all the engineering and all the rest of it. $500,000 to do a $20,000 job. It's absolute insanity. And my farmer friend was trying to tell the county that it's insane. And the county's saying, yeah, but you don't understand. We get it for free. And my farmer friend is saying, no, it's not for free. It's theft from the taxpayers. It's an outrage. And the reason I'm telling you this, class, is this is anecdotal evidence of what's happening all over the country. And I have a feeling that this is the reason why there's so many bureau rats in Washington who are concerned about losing their job should Donald Trump be elected president. Because I think a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. And I'm delighted that that's going to happen.
And you have to consider, too, all the kickbacks that are involved. And the construction lobby, they're a very powerful lobby, no matter where you look. And I've encountered something similar here about 40, 45 years ago when I first came here. The roads were in a despicable shape. You know, the ditches were filled in, and the water on the roads and potholes and everything and spring holes coming up. So I approached the Department of Highway and asked them to do the ditching. I said, you collected long enough property taxes, you know. I think we are entitled to a half-decent road. And they said, oh, no, we don't ditch on that side of the road and so on. So I went to work and I used a four-bottom plow and the 7-foot blade in the 3-point hitch of the tractor, plowed the ground loose and then hauled it into the fields, you know, below wherever there were holes to be covered in and wet holes to be filled in. And I ditched roughly close to a mile with a 5-foot ditch, you know, in no time whatsoever. It was the most efficient way. You know, I didn't need too many horsepower. It's not the huge equipment to do that and everything. And in the fall, I was a kind of financially scrapped, and I'd seen another part where the government spent thousands of dollars having two big bulldozers, and they were for 1 week just about playing around with there. So I made up a bill. I said, at least I want to have my fuel cost recovered. So at the time, diesel fuel was cheap, you know, 4.5 cents a gallon. So I made up the bill, and I went right to the Minister of Highway here in New Brunswick, Mr. Bishop, and I said, I think it's just reasonable that I at least get my fuel expenses reimbursed, you know. And guess what? 2 or 3 weeks later, I got a check for $250.
There you go. There you go. And, you know, our neighbors in our neck of the woods are now dependent on us to fix the road. We just have, you know, some farm tractors, but, you know, we're acquiring equipment. We now have a backhoe and a track loader, so we can do our own repair. We don't need those guys. Werner Bach and I'll be right
hunters,
back.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, class, I was just thinking, the founding fathers of our country, the United States of America, many of them were farmers. It looks like the farmers are the guys who come to the rescue. Who are they? Well, it'd be Joey in Michigan and Miles in Europe and Aaron Dakins in Indiana. Then we have Werner Bach in New Brunswick. I'm in Missouri, and there are others of us who are farmers. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, he's not farming right this moment, but he's been a farmer. And we just aren't taking it anymore. And Werner, as I look at what's happening, it seems that the farmers are the ones who come to the rescue. What do you think? Because we understand what's going on. We have to do things efficiently. economically. We have to. It's just we don't have a lot of money to waste. We're not in the business of wasting money. We're in the business of efficiency, and we're in the business of doing the best job we can with what we have. Constrained optimization is the way it was taught when I was in school. What do you think?
And sustainability. This system of food production, it is not sustainable in the long run. And as you said, you know, we have to use common sense, and with what meager resources we have left, we have to try to get the job done. We don't have the luxury about wasting all that money the way it is done in the government. And the people who work the land, you know, who are still have the traditional way of looking and the responsibility towards the land and towards the natural resource, you know, we have tried for such a long time to educate the rest of the population, but they're basically, most of the people, they're living in la-la land, you know, way out to lunch, you know. Let's live today, to hell with tomorrow. You know, this is basically the attitude.
You know, I was thinking about the word committee, Werner, and I'm sure that you've operated your farm without a committee, and it's done just fine. And I've operated our farm without a committee, and we've done just fine. And what is a committee? That's a group of uninformed people making decisions and hiding behind a group decision that they have no business making. That's a committee. And that's what governments do. Governments have all kinds of committees that make idiotic decisions. And they have over the course of history. And speaking of history, why don't we talk about some history? Werner, what would you like to share with us? Maybe that we haven't quite been taught in school or by the textbooks.
Vincent, not just only the people here in North America. We in Germany, I was born in 1942, and I went to start going to school in 1949. And the only thing we knew about the past from the First World War to 1945 was what we knew from the people who went through that time. And it was a completely different story than what it, the way it was being portrayed by Hollywood and the about 500 movies that have been made, you know. And it's thanks to the internet and networking with other people who the whole picture now comes more and more together in the last few years, especially with the opening of the original archives, what was said, what was done, the timeline of events. It forms a whole different picture. And I said there about a couple of years ago on RBN, on Dan Spingola, I said, you people here in North America, you got suckered in into two unnecessary wars. And when you get suckered in again into another world war, then lights out for everyone, you know.
You know, Werner, as you say this, it reminds me of a broadcast I heard when I was in Virginia on a small station. And these two guys from the Soviet Union, former Soviet Union, came over to Virginia, and they were looking for opportunities here in the United States to do business. And there were two young guys, I guess in their 30s, 20s, late 20s, early 30s. And so I called the radio station, and I asked them if I could talk with them, because I wanted to take them to dinner and chat with them. And so my wife and I picked them up and brought them to a local restaurant. We're sitting down in a booth, and we just, you know, this was way before I was broadcasting. I was just a farmer, and I wanted to chat with these guys. And what I found out was that they were told the same lies we were. They were told that the United States was in abject poverty. If you had been injured or cut yourself, you're probably going to die because you couldn't get medical treatment. We lived in shacks. We were just the poorest of nations. And we were told that the Soviet Union was backward, and we're pretty much told the same thing, you know, during the 1950s, that the Soviet Union was pretty backward, but they were our enemy. You know, we were the capitalists, they were the communists, and we, you know, we needed to make sure that those guys didn't kill us because they wanted to kill us. But the working people, the villagers, didn't want to kill us at all. They had no problem with us, and we had no problem with them. But it was their government and our government that was pitting us against them and them against us for no reason. So what I'm saying is you're absolutely right.
And basically, the much maligned period of the National Socialists in Germany, basically what the situation was, that Germany was caught between a rock and a hard place. The country was dying, you know. The people were dying of starvation, mass unemployment and everything, and completely bankrupt, you know. And with common sense approach, under the National Socialists, they marshaled up the most valuable asset a country had, and that was the productivity, the possible productivity of the people. It was the most valuable asset what they had, and that's what they did. They didn't make big fancy salaries and so for doing nothing, you know, just having positions in government and so. But they put them to work, infrastructure work, building dikes, you know, and making more land arable so the country would be able mostly to feed itself. Where so many people were crammed together on such limited space, you know, in Central Europe and Germany. We didn't have the luxury of the immense wealth of resources like here in North America. When I just look at the present population figures, like over there in Germany, when I left, there were 200, in Western Germany, there were 240 people per square kilometer. And we were producing 90% of the food, most of it with sustainable methods. You know, sure, chemical farming, you know, herbicides and everything were introduced because we couldn't get any more the help on the farm, and there were fewer and fewer people who had to do more and more work, you know. And when you look at the population figure here in North America, in the United States, you have 34 people per square kilometer. Here in Canada, it's 3.4 people per square kilometer, and here in New Brunswick, there are 10.4 people. Or 10.5 people per square kilometer, and with the help and the expertise, quotation marks, of the experts in the Department of Agriculture, regions that at one time were self-sufficient in food production, they are importing now 90% and more of their food. And then they try to, the government is cheerleading the fracking and all those destructive extraction industries, you know, that can create so much harm to the health of the people, to the water supply, to the air and everything. When they just look at the, you know, stick their nose in the dirt and look at what they got underneath their feet, when they start producing again their food, it would be an economic boom here into the region. But they are so over-educated, so they're economists and so on, and they're bullshitting the whole population with their business pattern and economic template what they've set out. And when you are on the farm, you got your feet in the dirt, you get stuck in the mud and what else, you know, you have to face reality, you know.
Yeah.
And a few years ago when there was an election, you know, I made up a few posters. And I wrote on, you know, vote CSP, Common Sense Party, you know, because common sense has been way lost, and the whole artificial environment has been created, artificial economic environment, and they want to do the natural environment with all their basically... at university, out of touch, hacked out templates. That's how they want to redo the whole world. And it's lunacy.
I'm kind of chuckling because you said vote CSP, Common Sense Party, and it reminds me of I was outraged at the drug testing that our high school in our county wanted to have, and they couldn't tell me if we had a drug problem or not, but they wanted everyone tested. Random testing is what they said. They wanted DNA samples. They wanted people to pee in a cup. And so I put an ad in the paper, and I said, fire the entire Hartville R2 school district, one director at a time, and vote for Vincent Fennelli, or consider voting for Vincent Fennelli, the only candidate who won't make your child urinate in a cup. So, you know, it's interesting, class. We're finding out that farmers just don't take direction very well. And as Werner said, if we get stuck in the mud, we've got to pull ourselves out of it. We have to and I do get stuck in the mud. I get our equipment stuck in the mud. And so then I hoof it back to the farm, and I get another tractor, you know, and go in the barn and get another tractor and get a chain, and I get one of our family members to get in the other tractor and pull me out. And by the way, Werner, we live on about one square kilometer. I just did the calculation. It's about a third of a square mile, and there are three people on our third of a square mile right here in our neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class Werner Box with us. Werner, you know, you and I and Miles were chatting yesterday, and Miles wanted to congratulate us on the new member of our family, the machinery family, and I mentioned that I bought a used Deutz tractor, a German tractor. And, you know, I was looking for tires. I thought, you know, I should probably consider buying some rear tires for this thing. And, you know, and I was talking with Joey about it as well. You can buy Chinese tires. I can get Chinese tires for, let's say, $600 each, $500 to $600. And then you have to have them mounted. And it's about, you know, someone comes out. These tires are tall. They're, you know, as tall as a person easily. And you have them mounted, and that could be somewhere between, if you have somebody come out and do it, which is the easy way, just jack the tractor up. Otherwise, you've got to, you know, bring these 500-pound wheels to a tire shop. But it's a tough job, $75 to have each tire mounted. They're not balanced, they're just mounted. And so, but that's a Chinese tire, and one that doesn't seem to last very long. If you want a top-quality tire, you're looking at about $1,200 per tire. And so, and that's, you know, not mounted. That's just if you buy it. And if you want two of them, it's $2,400. The reason I'm mentioning this, Werner, is farming is way more expensive than people might think. And the equipment breaks down really easily, especially during hay season. And especially during when you need it. That's when it breaks. So if you put all that into consideration, and the cost, the wear and tear, the supplies that you need to have, the knowledge, what is your greatest concern, looking back at history, the history that we have not been taught in school, what is your greatest concern going forward for the sustainability of we the villagers?
When we look at the overall policy and what they are promoting is depopulating the rural areas and put people into pack and stack housing where they can control every aspect of their life. And from the food to the water to the air, and expose them to all the electromagnetic radiation from Wi-Fi and from cell phones and cell phone towers and smart meters and everything. And basically, Monsanto and Syngenta, they are pushing the GM-modified food plants, and the other planners in the government who are basically at the steering wheel, they are looking for GM-modified human beings. And when there are too many of them there, then look at the their plants, what they chiseled in rock, in granite rock on the Georgia Guidestones about getting rid of 90 to 95% of the world's population. According to their plans, whoever financed it, the Georgia Guidestones, they're looking for a maximum targeted population on this planet of 500 million people. And by hook and by crook, they want to get rid of the rest of the nearly 7 billion people.
Mm-hmm.
That is only when they can control every aspect of our lives. And that is urbanizing the population, get them out of the rural areas. Because in the rural areas, most of the time, when some of those smart asses there from the government come, you know, a lot of the people, they say, go fly a kite. We don't need you any more than we need another hole in our heads.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And when I look at these government minions, these people that, you know, maybe 10, 20 years ago, we'd look at them as, hey, you know what, maybe we could use their help. But then we actually figured out their MO. What they're really doing is they're trying to spy on us. They want to know where all of our water wells are. They want to know how deep the water wells are. They want to know how high the water column is in the water wells, or in the water well. It's unbelievable. And if you look, Class, if you look at what governments do, they track. They track and database information. That's what they do. They want to know our movements. They want to know what we own. They want to know what we're thinking. And they want to control us. Werner Bock, you are absolutely right on the money. And I really appreciate your contributions to USAPreparedness.com in our class today. Werner Bock, thanks again. We'll have you back again and again and again. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. By now you know that USAPreparedness.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPreparedness.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPreparedness.com. That's USAPreparedness.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPreparedness.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.